안녕하세요.
Disappointed. I have that effect on people. I'm surprised you recognized me even behind the mask. How did you know my voice? The fact that this is my house. Yeah, I thought that might give me away. You clean up nicely. What are you doing here? You haven't come to one of my father's charity events in 4 years. Did you just suddenly have the urge to put on a feather mask and dance to Tchaikovsky with my father's business associates? You're here for the food. I don't buy that. I just find it a little hard to believe that you'd go through all this trouble of getting dressed nice and driving here and interacting with your least favorite person in the world, all for a crab cake. Or maybe you're here for the chocolate fountain. Did you get a look at the chocolate fountain? It was my idea, actually. I've been craving on chocolate all day, so I pitched the idea to my dad, and the next thing I knew, there was a chocolate fountain in the dining room. I can see your eyes through your mask, you know. I saw that not-so-subtle eye roll. Is this about the chocolate fountain? Please, remind me of how spoiled I am. I totally missed it the first 700 times you said it. May I have this dance? I thought you might say that. Why do you hate me so much? You obviously do. Otherwise, you'd agree to dance with me. Oh, maybe you just don't like dancing. Yeah, then why come to a masquerade ball? Oh, yes, the food. We've been over this. What happened? You used to talk to me back when we were younger. What changed? Oh, I changed. Only after you did. You shut me out. You completely pulled away from me. You didn't text me back, like when I sent you pictures from my vacation in the Bahamas. You never responded, remember that? You didn't come to my birthday party, which quite frankly is your loss because people still talk about it. And then of course you transferred to a different school just to get away from me. So what did you expect? Of course I changed. I had to. I had to move on and find myself a new group of friends. You gave me no choice. And I'm sorry if you think they're shallow and snobby, but at least they talk to me. People are starting to stare. Will you please dance with me so that I don't embarrass my father in front of everyone he knows? Look around. We're the only ones not dancing. We look like idiots, just standing here fighting with each other. Now, do you want to dance or not? Thank you. Nothing, I just didn't expect you to pull me so close. Well, you have been avoiding me like the plague. Wow, look at you. Remembering all the steps. Been practicing? Oh, it's just God-given talent. Yeah, I don't know about that. Give a little credit where it's due, please. I seem to remember teaching you how to dance. When we were waiting for our dads to get out of their business meeting, and we danced around, pretending to be royalty. Oh, so you do remember. I'm touched. I thought maybe you blocked it all out. Because you hate me? Yes, you do. And I would really like to know why. If you don't hate me, then why don't you talk to me anymore? Okay, so maybe you don't hate me, but you clearly don't like me very much. I'm just going to keep pressing you until you tell me. Is it something I did? If I'm unaware of the issue, then I can't fix it. You know that's how it works, right? I couldn't fix it even if I wanted to. Really? Huh. What happened to me always getting what I want? I seem to recall you saying that. Daddy's little princess, never been told no in her entire life. Funny. Oh, I'm sorry, was that your foot? Hey, don't you think I deserve a reason? I'm not playing dumb. I genuinely have no idea. But whatever it is I did to hurt you, I'm sorry. You believe me, don't you? Finally. So then tell me. Not here, really. Why, is it a secret? Did you join the mafia? Where are we going? This is my house. I can find my way to the balcony. Thank you very much. You don't need to drag me there like I'm 3 years old. So, it certainly is less stuffy out here. Oh, what, the view? Yeah, it's nice. What? I don't really notice it much anymore, okay? I guess I'm just used to it. You're still holding my hand, by the way. Hey, I didn't tell you to drop it. What if I need to cross the street? So, we're here now. Talk. You don't hate me. Yeah, you said that already. If you don't hate me, then why aren't we friends anymore? My dad? What? No, I have no idea what you're talking about right now. What does my dad have to do with this? Oh God, don't tell me he gave you the talk. You know the one where he asks you what your intentions are, etc., etc. Oh, we're being serious. Sorry, my bad. What? I'm confused. My dad fired your dad? But... No, he told me your dad quit. I thought it was no big deal that he left on good terms. That's what my dad told me. Why would he fire him? Budget cuts? Unnecessary budget cuts. But they were friends. I thought they were close. My dad pushed your dad out of the company. Is that why you transferred to a cheaper school? I feel so stupid. I thought that you transferred schools because you hated me so much. I guess the world doesn't revolve around me after all, does it? Why didn't you tell me? No, I had no idea. So this whole time you thought that I knew and was, what, just rolling in money without a care in the world while you were barely getting by? I should have put that together, the timing. I mean, you started pulling away from me right around the time your dad left the company. Sorry, got fired from the company. I'm so sorry. That must have been so awkward for you, and you must have thought I was so self-absorbed, just acting like my dad did nothing wrong, and sending you vacation pictures, and throwing lavish parties, and going on and on about that stupid chocolate fountain. No way, it's fine. Maybe you could have communicated a little better, but I should have put two and two together. I mean, seriously, how oblivious can I be? I mean, my dad is a good dad. You know, he's always worked hard. He's always provided for his family. But a good person, I'm not so sure sometimes. I know that he's burned a lot of bridges in the business world. He usually tries to keep that stuff from me, but I pick up on things every now and then. I just really wish I'd picked up on this. I mean, I should have questioned my dad when he told me your dad quit. And I shouldn't have made it all about me. I guess we both jumped to conclusions. It's okay. I'm sorry too. So why did you come? The real reason. You sure as hell did not come for the crab cakes. I missed you too. Here. I'm taking off your mask. We're not in there dancing. What's the point? Friends again. Better shake on it. You're still holding my hand. Are you touch deprived or something? What are you doing? Stop. What? Stop pulling on my hand. I'm gonna fall on top of you. Is this actually happening? Funny how 10 minutes ago I thought you wanted my head on a stake. And now you're... doing that. I guess I do have a way of always getting what I want.